Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, protests happening in Wisconsin by the government bureaucrats. We'll find out. Meg's got that story for us. But first, to New York City and the folks over at copblock.org reporting. Robin Jen writes over at copblock.org, as the economy is in a slump and the national unemployment rate is at a horrendous 9.8%, as of January 2011, it would seem there are better ways to use taxpayer money than marijuana enforcement, which crowds jails with nonviolent offenders, imposes substantial costs on nonviolent victims, and, of course, requires considerable public resources. Recently released figures by the New York Division of Criminal Justice Services indicate that in 2010, the New York City Police Department arrested 50,383 people for low-level marijuana offenses.
Whoa.
50,000 people. That's the population of a small city.
Yeah. That's more than Keene, isn't it?
That's twice as many people that live in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Some figures have estimated that only 59% of murders are solved in New York City, and that's, by the way, pretty standard across the country where the supermajority of murders go unsolved. But apparently low-level marijuana use is of greater priority than murder. I mean, after all,
yeah,
you don't get money out of a murderer.
Yeah, or anything, you know, you don't get to squeeze money out of them over time with all the
payment plans.
Stupid stuff they got, like breaking bail or skipping out on
parole.
You got that for life.
Yep. Drugpolicy.org contends that the rise in marijuana arrests cannot be explained by rise in marijuana use, which peaked in 1980, according to government data. According to the article, on average, nearly 140 people are arrested every day for marijuana possession in New York City, making the Big Apple the marijuana arrest capital in the world. Now, I don't know if they go on to point this out, but New York City is known for having a decrim.
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of, like, within the marijuana realm, if you will, there's all kinds of celebration for New York City because they're progressive. They're decriminalizing marijuana. And unfortunately, I mean, that's better than putting somebody, giving them like a 2-year draconian sentence in jail for possession mm-hmm. of marijuana. I mean, no doubt about that. But New York City figured, I guess it's kind of a smart move for the government if you think about it.
Yeah, you decriminalize it and then charge people for it.
Right. Then you don't actually, in most cases, you'll never have to put the marijuana user in the jail. Mm-hmm. So you get to kind of parade around as though you've done something humane. And but at the same time, it takes less police resources in general because you're not taking the person down to lock up. You're not mm-hmm. going through the paperwork in those cases.
You don't have to pay to keep them in jail or
right.
anything
so it,
like that.
It does reduce those costs, mm-hmm. and it also helps cover some of their costs because these people are victimized by whatever the ticket cost is. Now, I don't know what it costs in New York City when you get busted with pot. Presumably, it would be more expensive down the line, or maybe you would actually end up in jail if you got arrested multiple times. Mm-hmm. I don't know how their laws exactly work, but usually a decriminalization like that just means they issue you a ticket and you move on, and then you've got a court date. And as we know, in fact, Meg, it was you and I that worked on putting together the don't take the plea deal flyer here, and we've got some exciting news about that. Actually, mm-hmm. we've been doing the outreach here to these victims, like the people in New York City. They come into court. They the court offers them a plea deal. They take the plea deal. They take the fine. They pay the money, and then they move on with their lives. People shouldn't do that.
Yeah, why are you paying money to some third party for a plant you've already purchased? It's just a plant. You put it in your body. It's like, you know, I've never seen anybody force smoke out a little kid or anything. And so,
I'm sure it's happened, but
yeah, I mean, like, it just seems so ludicrous to me that people would go along with that, say, like, okay, yeah, I did something wrong. Here's my money. You haven't done anything wrong. And, it's more that just process that these people have been through that convinces them they're criminals. They're not.
Right. They have been. It goes back to what our earlier caller, Vince, was talking about, this indoctrination that people get from the government schools where they're trained to believe that, well, they're trained to be obedient, very obedient. Of course, they still break the rules. Just they try to get away with it. And if they don't, then they feel bad because they got caught, like a shamed animal.
Yeah. Everybody is always ashamed of their behaviors, which are no reason to be ashamed about.
And so if more people would stand up and be proud, and you can look at the people in Hollywood, for instance, like Dionne Warwick. I remember years ago we talked about her getting caught with pot in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
Or Michael Phelps, the swimmer. You know, these people who are...
Montel Williams. The recent one.
Well, no, Montel Williams would never back away from it. I don't think he would back
away. Yeah, he's medical.
Right. Well. Montel Williams would stand up for what he believes in. But I'm talking about the stars that are specifically caught, who have a podium, who could use that podium and use that you know, the attention that the media will salivate over them with to say, I smoke pot and I'm proud of it and I'm not afraid to, you know, face whatever these consequences are and you should come out of the closet. And they could totally make a stand, and they, most of the time, you know, 99% of the time, these big stars, how did that pot get in my purse? Right. I am shocked.
I'm so apologetic.
Yeah.
And I've disgraced myself, my family, my friends. And all those people are doing, they always, you know, get hit with these, you know, you're being a bad role model for the children that look up to you. No, they're not. They're being a bad role model. As soon as they say, okay, yeah, this is wrong, I made a mistake, I'm a criminal, whatever, that's being a bad role model. That's telling kids that the harmless actions, the peaceful actions that they do are criminal, and they're not.
Absolutely right. So back to copblock.org, where they're reporting again on 140 people per day arrested in New York City, over 50,000 people in 2010 alone. If you break this down to the most simple form, people are being locked into a cage, fined and jailed for carrying a plant on them. The way things, and they're claiming they're being arrested here, not just ticketed. So the way things are going in New York City, with people being fined $2,000 for recycling cans and ticketing people for playing chess, I'm sure there was a way, if there was a way to do it, New York City's Mayor Bloomberg would arrest all the inhabitants on planet Earth for allowing this planet to flourish on its soil. Possession of 25 grams or less of marijuana was actually decriminalized 30 years ago. Not that this stops the cops from arresting people for it. The Marijuana Arrest Research Project found that marijuana arrests in New York disproportionately fell on minorities, even though usage rates were similar. Kyung Ji Ri, director of the Institute for Juvenile Justice Reforms and Alternatives, a juvenile reformist group, said that the NYPD and Mayor Bloomberg are waging a war on young blacks and Latinos in New York. Whether one smokes, enjoys, medicates, or with or approves of marijuana use, prohibition ultimately is not an endeavor worth the squandering of lives and money and the perpetuation of gang crime and crowded prisons that enforcement necessarily entails. And if you don't believe copblock.org, go talk to the cops over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and they will tell you the exact same thing. And these are men and women who have worked in the field of law enforcement. They have done drug enforcement, and they know that what they did was wrong, and they're sorry for it, and they're doing what they can to make up for that. Leap.cc is their website. So what he's suggesting here, the folks over at CopBlock are suggesting here, is that, okay, yeah, it is decriminalized, but that doesn't mean they can't arrest for it, apparently.
Yeah, what? I don't understand that. Like, where's the logic behind that? Where's the
It just gives them the leeway, right? So, like, it's decrimmed, so apparently it's arrestable. And please, if you're in New York City, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm just getting my info here from CopBlock. If you get caught and you're a pretty young lady as you are, maybe they'll let you off with a ticket.
Oh, of course.
Or they'll let you off entirely. But if you're a black guy or a Latino or, you know, some shabby white hippie or something like that, then, you know, maybe you'll end up getting arrested and taken to a cage simply because the cop doesn't like you or for whatever reason.
Hmm. So it's decriminalized under their discretion?
Maybe. That's what I'm, you know, withdrawing from the story here.
Because, I mean, it seems like if you say decriminalize, that's it. You know, there's no more arrestable thing there.
That was the intention, right?
And so I don't understand, how are these people getting arrested and it still keeps going? They're, you know.
It's outrageous.
Wow. Sometimes they're just so perplexing.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Ron Paul, crack dealer? What's that all about? That's what Forbes magazine has called him. Maybe we'll get to that here in a bit. Also, take your calls about anything, plus the protests apparently going on as we speak Wisconsin?
Like
I'm not sure where. I'm not sure where or how long they've been happening, but apparently the government bureaucrats are pretty upset about their pension funds, which are slowly drying up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We've got a lot of them. There's listening options there, including live streams. You can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. Broadband and dial-up versions of our streams, plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. In addition to that, there's our webcam, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel and 93 radio stations on AM and FM from across the country. You can go and get tuned in. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. And hey, if you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, which is his YouTube channel, then you can check out his new historical fiction novel. Or even if you've never heard the LCL Report before, Pirates of Savannah is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and to discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free and then probably asking for some contributions after the fact. You can check out the first three chapters now at piratesofsavannahbook.com. That's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
And I actually did the cover for that book.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you can also see some of Meg's artwork. And how do people get in touch with you, Meg, if they want to, you know, like maybe hire you to do some graphic work?
Well, most of my stuff is on my Facebook, which if people aren't my Facebook friends, it's kind of hard to find.
But can they do it through Liberty Flare?
Liberty Flare, you can contact me through there. Okay. And there's a contact form, but usually it's just my personal web address, which I don't really feel like giving out on here.
Just go to libertyflare.com, and at the same time, you can order some neat Liberty Flare, which is one-inch buttons that allow you to spread the ideas of freedom pretty effectively. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Edwin, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, Edwin.
Oh.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listened to some of what you're talking about with the disproportionate arrest rates. I happen to be a sociology major. Did a little studying on the phenomena. There's an interesting book called The Jail that speaks to what's going on that generates that in large part. There's really three effects. One is that in the minority areas and the less well-to-do areas, typically people spend more time on the streets where they're more visible.
Mm.
So any petty crimes that take place are more visible. And so the police pick up on that and then do the petty crime arrests, which then turns and drives the statistics for the arrest rates.
Mm.
So the police then perceive that area as a high crime area, increase their patrols, and normally those areas also have a higher, you know, per square mile population density. So you have three things. You have a higher population density of that population. A larger number of people are more visible to the police. Police then get better crime rate statistics, and they change their patrol patterns to match those crime rate statistics. And they end up generating that's kind of a self-fulfilling
prophecy. Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
And then they probably get higher budgets. And
then you add into the fact that, you know, some of them probably don't like black people and Hispanics, and then you've got that, too.
We give a lot less of that and more of the statistics-driven, you know, because these are, you know, the people that come up with that stuff about where to put the patrol cars or, you know, being counter-pencil-pusher kind of people, and not so much that there's true...
Sure, but on the other hand, if they pull over somebody who's black, they may treat that person differently than they would pull over, say, Meg or something like that.
Well, it's true, except for, you know, most of those kind of cases where it's that kind of petty crime on the street, there's no pulling over. The cops are just on patrol, and they happen to, you know, they see something going down. They see a shady deal. They go investigate. Or in New York City, for example, you know, they're walking the beat, and, you know, they're in eyesight of the crime that takes place.
You bring up an interesting and very valid point. I mean, I'm not denying what you're saying. I think there's absolutely something to it, and it could be the majority of the factor, I mean, as far as why that happens.
Yeah, the book The Jail does a study in San Francisco, and it comes up with similar findings, and then basically it's basically the guy's PhD thesis.
But I can tell you, you know, up here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you're black in Keene, New Hampshire, you might as well plan on getting arrested. I mean, I wish it weren't that way, and maybe it's not really that way. It just seems like it.
Yeah, well, maybe three black guys.
Right, there aren't very many black people in all of New Hampshire, and there are even fewer out in Keene. And you know, we go to the arraignments on a regular basis, and kind of, you know, do outreach to those folks there. And it seems like there's a black guy there every single time. You know, I was on the road in Keene. We were doing cop watch a while back, and frequently when the cops will pull somebody over, I always make a point of going up to the car that they pulled over and ask them before I film or something. I always say, do you want us to be here? Do you want us to watch this? Mm-hmm. We've got video cameras. Do you want us to observe? And a lot of people will say, oh, no, it's okay. And mm-hmm. then, they want us to go away. But at one point they pulled over. It had been a very disappointing night because nobody cared about cop block. I mean, all night long, they were like, get out of here. Or in some cases, were hostile towards us.
Yeah.
They like, we're glad they were pulled over by the police or being harassed by the police and wanted us to leave them alone.
That's why I always start out with, I'm here for your protection.
Yeah, and so then I spotted them pulling over a car full of black guys going down Main Street, and I said the same thing to them as they say to everybody else. Hey, I've got a video camera. Do you want me to keep an eye on this? And they were like, yes, please.
Yeah, it was probably like they were flagging you down because they saw you had a camera.
And, they ended up, as usual, double-teaming these guys. Another cop car comes up, pulls up, and then,
he's got nothing better to do.
Well, right. And then the cop's doing his thing, but they never asked them to get out of the car. They did not make any arrests. They didn't do anything to them. Maybe they ticketed them. I don't know. Maybe it was a warning. Who knows what, the official capacity of the actual occasion was. But had I not been standing there with a video camera, who knows where that would have gone.
Yeah,
so, and I'm not calling all the Keene cops racist. I'm not saying that. I think a lot of them are really good guys. I think they're trying to do the best that they can. I just think it's interesting how often black guys end up arrested.
And I do think it is a stereotype that's ingrained in you since childhood, at least.
There's a fourth thing that goes to reinforce the stereotype that basically the socialization process of being indoctrinated to the incarceration, the jail system, because a lot of the big cities don't separate the pretrial confinement from the post-trial confinement. So the behavior patterns one develops in incarceration to protect oneself are antisocial, and then those behavior patterns, it turns out that the permanent altering of the typically of the behavior patterns within 24 hours of incarceration. And those behavior patterns you develop to protect yourself inside the jail system turn out to it dramatically increase your chances of being rearrested for another petty crime or even a more serious crime later on.
And you're saying that's because of why would how they behave in jail result in them being rearrested?
Well, because most cities don't segregate pretrial confinement from post-trial confinement. Mm-hmm. So the suspects are in there with actual criminals. Mm-hmm. And the fear factor, the unknown, the bullying that goes on amongst the inmates causes people to modify their behavior in order to protect themselves while they're in incarceration.
So maybe to become more tough-like or gang-like,
right,
or something like that?
Yeah, it turns out that for a permanent behavior modification can take approximately 24 hours.
I see where you're coming from, Edwin. Very interesting observations, and I appreciate the thoughts tonight.
Probably a traumatic experience for people, so they would, instantly change their behavior.
Right, toughen up or whatever.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The protests going on in Wisconsin, apparently. We'll get more details about that here. Meg's got that story. And also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free to control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those, including news updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up with your email, or you can do Facebook or Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And also visit learnliberty.org. It's a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. Brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias, and more videos are apparently being added daily, including videos like Phil Magnus talking about his new book on Abraham Lincoln and plans to deport freed slaves to Belize, etc., as written up by the Washington Times. You can go to learnliberty.org. It's the lectures you wish they taught you in school. Learnliberty.org. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, coming up, Ron Paul, crack dealer? But first, it's Matt in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's on your mind today?
I just want to thank y'all for talking about this situation.
Which one?
We've got in America today. I was pulled out of a vehicle for not wearing a seatbelt and arrested. Well, I actually felt like I was kidnapped.
That's what it is.
Yeah. They arrested you for not wearing a seatbelt?
Well, they pulled me out of the car for not wearing a seatbelt, and I had a little bit of cannabis in my pocket.
Uh-oh.
More or less a kidnapping. They wouldn't tell me why they wanted me to get out.
Hold on a second. How did they end up finding the cannabis?
It was in my pocket after they put me up against the car and started going through my pockets.
Over a seatbelt?
point of information, had you been written a ticket? Were you told you were under arrest at this point?
No. I asked them if I was under arrest, and they told me to get out of the car, and I asked them why. I didn't see no need in it.
Sure.
And then there was three of them that got to the scene at that point in time. And
oh boy.
They was rushing the car, so I opened the door because I was starting to feel threatened.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're scary.
So
they got guns.
I opened the door up. They snatched me on out and throw me up against the vehicle. I have no record. Mm. I've never been arrested before.
That was going to be one of my questions. Did they recognize you? Do they know you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just started going through your pockets. They put their hands in your pockets.
Yeah, they say it was for officer's safety.
Totally illegal.
But they
totally
went
illegal.
My pockets.
Now, look, I'm no lawyer, but that's my understanding, that what they did to you was an illegal search. Unless you were already under arrest, that seems like very shaky ground legally, what they did there. They're supposed to be allowed, as I understand it, to do a Terry pat, which is supposedly for officer safety. Now, the definition, as I understand it, of a Terry pat is where they just simply press the outside of your pockets to see if there's some sort of knife or gun or something that appears to be a weapon or could possibly be a weapon, to where then they would be in danger. But, a baggie with some marijuana would not qualify as something that should allow a cop to enter that pocket.
Actually in a dugout.
What's that?
One of the little one-hitters, little wooden box with a little pipe on one side, and it holds marijuana on the other.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Those things.
one toad is all you really need.
I don't know about that. But depends on what you're smoking, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're saying this is a hard item, but whether they could legally, whether they could believe that that was a weapon, and if they weren't patting on the outside of your clothes... First, were they putting their hands directly into your pockets, or were they just patting you down?
Yeah, they was actually had their physically had my hands in my pocket.
I would say that is a questionable search.
I was actually the passenger in the vehicle.
You were in the passenger? Wow.
Yeah.
This just gets even worse and worse.
This is bad news. Where in Alabama did this happen?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay, Tuscaloosa. Is that where you're calling from tonight?
Put that on my list of places not to go to.
This is bad. Now, did you take a plea bargain, or did you actually go to trial? Where's the state legally?
I'm fighting it. I've gone to court about six times over so far.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The judge is reviewing the evidence right now for the motion to suppress.
Okay.
I finally got the video from them.
Oh, really?
It took me a year to get the video from them, but
gosh.
Every time I asked them why should I have to get out of this car, that they didn't have no right to be invading my privacy and stuff, the voice recorder didn't work.
Oh, how convenient.
Yes, sir. Very convenient.
You should be applauded, though, for doing this and taking this to court. Mm-hmm. I know it sucks. Man,
well,
it's awful going to court.
I'm facing a year of prison. Oh, a year. That's what they told me. I'm facing a year of jail time.
So it's a misdemeanor, though.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give them any money because that's what they're after. They want money.
You know, now they're going to have to spend a bunch of money trying to take you to trial and convict you because they're used to just people just taking the plea bargain and taking whatever they offer them, and I'm sure they made an offer to you.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money goes into stuff like that?
There's plenty of offers. I'm not going to take them. Only a jury can convict me.
Good on you. So you are taking it all the way to a jury trial. That is excellent. If only more people had the conviction that you do. Will you do us a favor and let us know how this turns out?
I sure will. I'm hoping to find out something this week.
All right,
but
man.
It's just...
Good luck, and I am sorry to hear that that story. It's never fun to be in those situations, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. As we were discussing earlier, over 50,000 people put in a very similar situation in New York City. In 1 year's time, over 800,000 people across the country are arrested for marijuana, mostly marijuana possession cases.
I was actually looking at the random drug facts page earlier today. It doesn't seem to want to be pulling up right now, but here we go. And violent arrests last year was just over 500.
500,000?
Yeah. But
nationwide.
Nationwide. But marijuana arrests, 858,000.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean,
and just ring the cash register, because that's really all that's happening, because most of those poor people, and because they are mostly poor or lower middle class or whatever, they don't target the rich neighborhoods. Most of those people are being fleeced for a bunch of cash, and they just want to get it over with. They don't want to go to court six times like that gentleman did.
Yeah, I mean, court,
they don't know what they're doing.
It's awful. It takes so long. You get jerked around. You never know. You go into there not knowing if you're going to walk out, perfectly fine, no charges, or, have all your money and your life.
Yep, and it's always cheaper to just pay the fine than to, say, hire a lawyer, for instance.
Definitely.
So you really can't go down the lawyer route. You really just need to take it on your own, because no lawyer is going to look at a marijuana case and say, well, I'll take that pro bono. They're not going to do that. So you can't get any kind of legal help. You can't expect the state to help you with their attorneys. I mean, those guys they've got so many cases that they're, even if they're good guys, they've got too many cases to focus on. They're not going to have the time that it takes
and
to really focus on you.
And the majority just don't care.
Yeah, well, the majority just want you to take a plea bargain.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, the majority of state defenders are glorified plea bargain encouragers, basically.
Yeah.
They can't offer you. Right, they can't offer you the plea bargain, but they can tell you to take it when the prosecutor offers it to you, and that, again, just means they do less work.
And these are, not taking the plea deal like we encourage people to do. It is a big pain. Like, it's a risk.
It's risky.
It's a pain. It takes forever. It's obnoxious to go into these buildings and see these people all the time. But at the same time, if you don't do it now, it's just going to get worse in the future.
That's absolutely right.
Like, take your time to do it now. Just
Load up the court system. You just think about that. The 50,000 people in New York City, you get 5,000 of them not taking the plea bargain.
No,
and they're
would be,
loaded to the gills. They'll have to drop those charges. They'll have to... they'll have to make them go away to some extent. There was a guy recently here in Keene, one of the free staters that kind of keeps his head below the radar to some extent. He had come into court. He had filed like this motion. I posted it over at the Free Keene forum. I still don't quite understand what he was doing, but essentially he let them know that he was going to take the speeding ticket to trial and that he knew what he was doing, and they dropped the charges.
Yeah.
More coming up here. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Meg.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners actually there, and that includes dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. And you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. At, again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. In addition, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this June 20th through the 26th. It is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and you could be there. Meg, you're going to go, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. The Free Talk Live program will be broadcasting live from the entirety of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has expanded out to an entire week. So again, June 20th through the 26th, it's at Rogers Campground in the scenic White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Oh, it's so beautiful up there.
The only thing that surpasses the beauty of this event is the fun of this event and being together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and doing everything from enjoying live musical performances to panel discussions, family fun, games, all kinds of stuff going on. Of course, the usual camping, outdoorsy style activities.
Lots of good food.
Lots
of good food.
I think there's going to be some sort of a cook-off as well this year.
I think there was one last year as well.
There's just so much going on.
Who knows?
It's hard sometimes. So go to porkfest.com today to get registered. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And you can use our coupon code to save 20% on your early bird registration, as well as T-shirts or whatever else you want to order in advance. Again, Free Talk Live is the coupon code, but it's all one word, so don't put spaces in there. That's Free Talk Live to save 20% at porkfest.com. As we continue here, Wisconsin, there's, I guess, some uproar happening with the government, as we've been talking about over the last couple of years with a financial downturn. Governments are finding it more difficult to keep their lifestyles the way they were, their budgets the way they were, because, well, people aren't making as much, so it's hard to tax them as much.
Plus, their budgets were just ridiculous to begin with.
Right. They thought it was never going to run out. They thought it was always going to be, you know, good times, and things changed for them. And the governments are very slow to adjust, and so a lot of them are really behind the ball, like Illinois and California. We've certainly talked a lot about them. This is the first time Wisconsin's been on the radar, but what's going on over there?
Well, so apparently their budget is hitting the $2.9 billion shortfall for 2012 and 13. So the governor, Governor Scott Walker, decided to unveil an emergency budget proposal, which will now force state workers to contribute more to their pensions and health care benefit plans.
Oh, boy.
And that's got them a bit worked up. And so, of course, the unions are outraged and erupting everywhere. And the governor has said that he is now briefed and prepped the National Guard to bring them in for any sort of Whoa. Worker unrest.
So they're forcing the government bureaucrats to contribute more to their pension funds.
Yes.
Because the government can't give them as much as they used to be able to?
Yeah, it says employees will lose all of their collective bargaining rights except limited negotiation of wages, and state workers will have to contribute more to their pension and health care benefit plans. Oh,
so if they're losing collective bargaining rights, that's a real slap in the face of the unions, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is essentially saying that unions are being kind of neutered, right?
Yeah, just they're not recognized, I guess.
That's a huge, huge insult to these people who, for the longest time, as I understand it, the government unions are very powerful. They are widely respected by the people in government because most of the people in government are also members of some government union. And they believe that those unions are there to, you know, to keep them safe and to ensure their retirements will go well. And if they're essentially saying, oh, well, you don't get to bargain anymore with us collectively, it's basically saying your unions are going to be next to useless. And at the same time doing these retirement changes as well, which
you're
upsetting.
Yeah, and, you know, it says they're going to have to contribute more to their pension, but honestly, I don't think they're getting their pension.
That's a good point. And so if they contribute into it, will they get it back out is the question.
I doubt it. It's like Social Security for me. You know, I contributed for quite a long time, and over time just sort of realized I'm never going to see a dime of that ever in my life. So I just stopped.
Yeah, according to just looking here, this is all over the news. You're right. Thousands of state employees heading to the Wisconsin Capitol for a showdown, supposedly. And I guess if you're out in Wisconsin and you can maybe fill us in on some of the subtleties or the details of this this proposal or what's actually transpiring there, would love to hear from you. Reuters filed a report a couple of hours ago about this, where more than 10,000 union public employees and supporters packed the Capitol Square and the inside of the State House on Tuesday to protest the budget plan to strip many bargaining rights from state and local government workers. The protesters chanted and held signs while the Joint Finance Committee heard testimony on the bill. They plan to go into the night to hear from hundreds signed up to speak. This is now it's hundreds of government workers. So this is something that you can expect to see. I mean, these people, they feel like they are entitled. They feel like they are public servants and that they have been working hard serving the public. And of course, they're really just serving themselves with the public's money. But, you know, they have this certain mindset and they believe it with the whole of their existence. This is their bread and their butter. This is how their bills get paid at home. This is how they put food on their family's table. And their livelihood, they feel like their livelihoods are being threatened here. And they know that if they make enough noise, they might be able to, you know, to make things good for them again. Whereas the average person that's getting screwed out of a job, they just get screwed out of a job. They don't have the ability to, you know, go and the time to go and wave signs at the state capitol and use whatever political influence they have from their political unions that have an undue amount
of
influence.
Which, I mean, that sign waving is paid sign waving when you're in a union. I mean,
in many cases, that's true.
So,
according to the story here, Arlen Halverson, a farmer, highway worker, and AFSCME member, whatever that is, who is also president of the McFarland School Board, urged lawmakers to step back and take another look. It's one thing to do fiscal business, and it's another to do political business and take people's rights away. Republicans said collective bargaining rules must be changed so governments can avoid laying off thousands of workers due to a short-term budget gap of $137 million and a two-year budget hole estimated, as you mentioned, at $3.6 billion. Police estimated some 13,000 people attended the protest, and Walker is due to unveil a two-year budget plan on February 22nd. A growing number of deficit-ridden states have tried to curb expenses by going after public employee union contracts and pensions. And, you know, they're going to have to do something if they want to stay above water. And many of these governments haven't been above water for many years, and now it's really coming to a head because it's getting more difficult for them to, say, approach a bank to get a loan. Because if you're already writing IOUs to your, you know, to your vendors, essentially, as many states are, what bank is going to want to give a loan out to somebody that's been defaulting?
Yeah, I mean, they're already, you know, writing off all their building rentals. You know, any government building out there basically is free rental. At this point, because what money they have left, they have to pay their employees or their workers with. And so while I have very little to no sympathy for the actual events going on here, because, I mean...
You signed up with a gang.
Yeah, it's stolen money. You're taking stolen money.
I feel bad for their families. I mean, I feel bad for the poor kids.
I feel bad for their brainwashing that convinced them that this is a, you know, acceptable way of life, taking stolen money in a job that's controlling people.
Well, and a lot of them didn't sign up for that. I mean, they signed up because they saw good benefits. They saw the pension. They said, wow, I can work 20 years and get a pension.
Yeah,
great deal.
I mean,
and usually the pensions are like 90% of what they earned in the jobs.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I really feel for them in some way, but I can't really have much sympathy for them in this case.
Well, I definitely see where you're coming from.
It's going to have to go to this at some point if we get to that society that we'd like to be at where, you know, there's no more government bureaucrats taking our money at will and whatnot. It's going to have to do this across the board. And so if I'm all upset for these people and they haven't even lost their jobs yet, how am I going to feel when every government bureaucrat across the board has no job?
Well, maybe we'll get lucky, Meg, because sometimes the government people, when they have these budget crises, will actually, we're going to shut down the government. You're not going to have the rest areas. You're not going to have, you know, they'll go down this list of things that they're shutting down to try to scare people. And like, this is a big deal. We're shutting it down. Of course, everything goes fine. They shut down the government. Everything's been fine. And so maybe these 10,000 employees in Wisconsin will decide to take this to the next level. Maybe the Republicans will not, you know, I guess cower under the pressure or cave under the pressure. And maybe this thing will go through and these folks will have this happen. They don't want it to happen. So maybe they'll actually walk off the job.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have 10,000 government employees in Wisconsin just say, we're on strike. And then we'll watch and we'll see if society crumbles. I predict we'll be okay.
Yeah, 800. Just fall into a pit.
1-800-259-9231. It's already the most drinking estate, by the way. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.